Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Astros get a win last night. A little more snug than I think we would have liked. 5-4 against
the Tigers.
That's a bad team.
I know. They were having the time of their lives in the top half of the first inning. Did you see that? It was a and really later on in the game.
The
Tigers made a good job of making it closer than they needed to. They lost Miguel Cabrera in the fifth inning or so, and they still did it. They soldiered on without him.
They did. Arguing balls and strikes. And Gardenhire, that was a good ejection.
Yeah.
If I'm rating manager ejections in a game, like Gardenhire got his money's worth, I'm guessing he got some serious F-bombs in there. That was pretty sweet. Look, and I know the Astros won on Sunday. They finished up that A series with a win. Greinke got a win. But this was still a stretch of baseball where things got really wonky for the Astros. The Tigers are the perfect tonic for this. They're exactly what the doctor ordered for this team. So they win last night 5-4, a little closer than we would have liked, but whatever. But the story of the game is that Carlos Correa left the game with back stiffness. Here is A.J. Hinch on Carlos Correa leaving the game.
He was sore, and we took him out of the game. He said he kind of never got loose, never felt comfortable, so we'll have him see everybody that we need him to see, and as of right now, he'll be day-to-day.
Okay, just as long as you don't have him see the massage therapist that pulverized his rib cage.
What if they're like,
I'd feel better if you had a good...
Let me tell you a story about Thomas Edison and the light bulb. You know, when they came up with the final version, this is a story people tell. I have no idea if it's true or not. When they came up with the final version of the light bulb that they thought was going to work, the young lab assistant that was bringing it in dropped the light bulb, and they had to start all over. And the next day, Thomas Edison gave the same lab assistant the task of carrying the light bulb in to prove that. That sounds like it's not true at all. That sounds like a story that Thomas Edison put out there, frankly.
Is that like when a quarterback throws to a guy and he drops a pass and then they go right back to him on the next play?
Show that build their trust back up. Stephen Mitchell in the game on Saturday night.
Okay, so who is the assistant in this?
The massage therapist. Would be like, hey, I know you broke my ribs the last time we were here.
But I got 30 more of them. Let's go.
At the very least, we had you sign an agreement saying that you broke my ribs. Right. And here's a couple hundred
Gun to
G's.
Head.
Just listen, your story is you broke my ribs. You hear me? So does he go home and use the same massage therapist? Who's never yet been identified.
I would say yes, because it's like a lightning doesn't strike in the same place twice. What are the odds?
What are the odds?
What are the odds that they break a rib, that the same person breaks a rib on a human being again? It's a good rationale.
What if they used some like cut rate massage therapist that's not even licensed or something? Like that's the way that Correa has been saving money. Is
hey man, I'm in arbitration year two. I'm not making this Springer and Bregman scratch right now.
You know those like those bootleg dentists every now and then you'll
have
find
you ever
out
planned
like,
a wedding?
Somebody's been practicing. Yeah.
We're planning a wedding. That's Jonesy knows. He just got married, right?
Yeah.
Correa's like, hey, man, I'm planning a wedding. I got to cut corners somewhere.
Yeah.
So I got this massage therapist who treats my back like it's a tray of Play-Doh.
I met this guy at the bar. He said his wife's a massage therapist. So he's going home, and he's obviously getting a massage from somebody different. That's what freaked me out the most about it was that Correa wasn't available for comment because they sent him home for rest. There's something about that seemed like particularly bad. Like, okay, this
feels very Kremlin-like.
Nothing we can do for you. Just get the hell out of here.
Either that or they don't want him talking to the media about it. I have no idea.
Well, so we can come up with some cockamamie reason for why his back is tight?
Yeah, I don't know. There are not many things, Seth, to get critical about with the Astros in terms of the product on the field. There's very little to get, and I know that the last week hasn't been great, but there's very little to get worked up over with the Astros. Josh Reddick is a sore spot at the bottom of the order right now. It's like having a pitcher hit, okay?
But it is, and it's like Reddick is a real thing, though. I mean, and we'll get back to Reddick, but I know it feels like you're like the rich complaining about something because you got this one guy at the bottom of the order. But that is one of the huge reasons that the offense isn't as prolific as it should be.
It is. But if we're comparing the Astros to the galaxy that is Major League Baseball,
let's say the Detroit Tigers.
Look across the diamond. Look across the other dugout. the Tigers would gladly swap their problems, as would I think 28 or 29 other teams, for the Astros' problems. But this Correa thing, this Correa thing is a problem not only for 2019, but this is an ongoing thing. Correa has never been fully healthy ever in his career. He came in, and now he's been fully healthy for short stints, but he's never spent a season healthy. You know, yeah. He can't go more than a few weeks, a month, 2 months, without something popping up here.
And you look at Bregman, you know, like, okay, they extended Bregman well before they had to. And you feel, if there's one thing the Astros, I think, have probably earned the right to be a little cocky about, it's their evaluation of whether or not guys can stay healthy. Because back when you go to Brady Aiken,
man,
look at all the crap they got for Brady Aiken and them choosing not to sign him. And then he tore his UCL like within the calendar year. I wonder, at this point, it's really hard to think that Correa's on this team a few years from now.
Yeah.
Because they just, somebody out there will pony up some money for him thinking like, okay, well, he's due to stay healthy.
It's funny.
If Brian Gain is working somewhere, he will hire Carlos. If Brian Gain makes a switch over to baseball, I'll be like, oh, yeah, this is going to be just like Chantrell Henderson and Matt Khalil. Let's bring him up.
Height, weight, speed. Height, weight, speed.
To be fair to Correa, he's a better player than Matt Khalil or Chantrell Henderson ever
was. He's better at his job than those guys are. Yeah, for sure. Payne and Pendergast were talking about this Carlos Correa back injury from last night. Maybe if you're just getting up now and you missed the back end of the Astros game, Carlos Correa left the game last night, left the stadium, as Seth said, with a back injury. It's funny about the long-term part about Carlos Correa, because this is an issue, obviously, in 2019. The Dodgers and the Yankees, to me, are the two teams that are on the same level with the Astros. You need to be hitting on all cylinders to feel how good you can match up with those teams, but also to try to get home field advantage. Unlike previous years with the Astros, where they were just juggernauts on the road and they were oddly kind of average at home for a team this good, they're really good at home. They're 16-2 in their last 18 home games. You want to seize that home field advantage. You want to seize it any year, but this year the Astros are playing really, really well at home. But as far as Correa goes in the long term, Seth, it's funny that you say that. Like, that you don't think he'll be here a couple years from now. I've always thought all along, as the Astros have assembled this core,
with Bregman so easily moved to shortstop.
That's part of it. But with Bregman and Springer and certainly Altuve, who's been here, relatively speaking, forever, they add Verlander to the mix. We'll see what happens with Cole. But this nucleus, especially the guys who are the everyday players, like, you know, the big four, Springer, Bregman, Altuve, and Correa. Correa was always the one I thought wouldn't be here long-term, but I always thought he wouldn't be here long-term because he would be almost like A-Rod in Seattle, where it just, you look at it and you look, or almost like, maybe even like, in some ways, like Pujols at the end with St. Louis, where, boy, you want to keep him, you even want to overpay a little bit to keep him, but you just look at the degree of the numbers, and Pujols, there were different things factoring in with his age and whatnot and where he was, but boy, it's just, you know, some team is going to give a guy like this who has qualities of being the next A-Rod, $35 or $40 million a year, and you can get probably 75% to 80% of what he's giving you for a fraction that is much less than that. I thought the numbers on what Correa was projecting to be as a player, being one, projecting to be possibly one of the top 3 or 4 players in baseball. You go look coming off of the 2017 season, coming into 2018, off of that World Series. Go find lists of the top 50 players in baseball, the top 25 players in baseball, the top 100, whatever it is. Go find lists like that heading into 2018. Mm-hmm. Correa's in the top 5 or 10 in all of those lists. And my guess is now he's not in the top 30 or 40 in any of those lists, because last year he was hitting like a pitcher for the last 2 months of the season because of a back injury. This year he gets a rib snapped by some masseuse and now he's got a back injury. I think he's not going to be here now long term, but for completely different reasons. Not because he's viewed as one of the top 5 players and the Yankees or the Dodgers are going to overpay. I think he's a cautionary tale, potentially.
A cautionary tale, and especially if you think about how the Astros treated a guy like, say, Charlie Morton. Because Charlie Morton, there was no performance reason not to retain him at that contract.
Yep.
It was that they were nervous about his age and his injury history, especially with a pitcher. And the pitchers are whole different deals. But I think that if you look at how the Astros have operated with potential injury issues, yeah, he's the guy that you'd look at and say, of that core four that you're talking about, there are a lot more arguments not to keep him. And I would say with Springer, The thing about Springer, and I think a lot of people always assumed, well, Astros being as cold-hearted as they are and analytically driven and whatnot, Springer's going to be the guy that they're going to let walk. I would disagree on the cold-hearted part, because I think even if it's cold-hearted or analytically based, the Astros understand that there's something to Springer that maybe they can't even explain, but that has an effect on the overall team. It's just good old-fashioned chemistry.
He's the heart and soul guy,
Seth. But then this is where, as much as we love to complain about how teams aren't spending in free agency and everything, I think this is ultimately where it's going to help the Astros, is that Springer's got one more year of arbitration. He'll be 31 when he hits free agency. Yeah. 32, actually, I think.
He's actually under contract.
Because he's going to turn 30 this year, and then 31, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's under contract next year.
So I think that by the time he hits free agency, everybody else's algorithm is going to say, well, the guy's getting up there in years, and you don't want to pay him a ridiculous contract. And I think it'll be a classic situation where he's more valuable to the Astros than he is anywhere else because of all those chemistry and leadership things. So I'm actually pretty optimistic that Springer's going to be here for the rest of his career.
That's another guy, Seth, I've completely flipped my opinion on. Back when I was having that opinion that I thought both Correa and Springer would be gone at some point, and I thought Springer, for the exact reasons that you're talking about, because he didn't line up age-wise with where the Astros were going to be. You know, just the point of his age and what the Astros were willing to pay just weren't going to meet. Now I'm with you. I think even as good as Springer's been, and he's had injury issues as well, I don't think the market is going to meet it. And you're right. The Astros might wind up being high bidder for Springer because of what he means to that clubhouse.
Yeah.
He's hugely important.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.